And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight the president of this great organization, of which I've had an associate with it over the past, Lakeshore Community Concert, Carolyn Borchark. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We just love to be able to be on your show and tell everybody about what Lakeshore Community Concerts is doing this year. World, we're going to have it this year.
Yeah, you didn't have a season last year, so now you're all keyed up and ready to go. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little briefly about from Lakeshore Community Concerts they're doing and everything this year, and then your season. You have six events going on.
Right. Well, we've been in business since 1947. We are on our 74th year right now. Granted, we didn't get to do last year, but we have our venue at Munster High School, working with Ray Palaz to get everything set up and figure out what the CDC rules are and how do we have to follow that. We're still offering six concerts for $75 for subscription. So that's really good. We have our website up and running on lakeshoreconcerts.org. We have also, if you have a family, you can add $15 for your children, and all of the children in your family can come for that $15. You can't go out to orphanages and pick up other people, but they have to be yours, you know. This year, our concert, we try to have a variety. Our first one is Taylor Red. Taylor Red is this evening, as a matter of fact. They're identical triplets, Nicole, Natalie, and Nika. And they are country. I would call them mostly country, but they're really energetic. And we're just really excited to be able to hear them tonight, see them tonight, the whole nine yards. Another one of our concerts this year, November 8th, is the Black Market Trust. And they're a pop vocal jazz kind of a group, a band. And they're
very swing.
Yes, they are very swing. You are correct. Five world-class musicians. They've traveled the entire globe. So we're very thrilled with them. Then in January, on the 25th, we have the Thalia String Quartet. And they're not only performing for us, but they're also going to be one of our outreach programs. Our outreach person hasn't set up exactly where they're going to go, but we do schools, we do senior residences, a variety of things. And this group is talk about from everywhere. They're Canadian, Nigerian, Venezuelan, Japanese. I mean, you're talking, you got the world in your hands with this group. So we're excited about them because we know we have a lot of chamber music lovers.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah. In March 21st, we have Duo Baldo, who is a musical comedy team. They have Brad Rep, who's a violinist, and Aldo Gentilecci, who is their pianist and also an actor. So they do humor, pop culture, a wide variety of fun stuff for them. In April, on the 4th, we have Let's Rock Broadway with a group called The Diamonds. And they are, as you, well, I can tell from their picture, they're kind of 50s influence. So they're rock and roll, you know.
Lots of show tunes.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe American Songbook stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, I bet you're right. I bet you they will have American Songbook stuff. They were so much fun in their, when we did their audition. We just loved them. And finally, our last performance is on May 13th, and it's Mark Kingswood. And he's like a modern take on the big band jazz kind of era. He's got a little
full-on crooner.
Yes, he is a full-on crooner. And he's, as they said in the thing, he's kind of the sexy sheen of the Rat Pack. He's also going to do an outreach program for us, but we don't have our outreach program set up yet. So we're very excited about this season. It should be wonderful. We are not going to do our reciprocity this year because we just felt like our people needed to be coming first, and we didn't know how many are going to come back and how many aren't. So we thought this year we're going to lay back on that. And we're also not going to do our bring a friend promotion because we don't know what percentage by September the CDC is going to allow. So we figured just work with our own people and get it in place. And then maybe next year we get to go back to that.
Well, Carolyn, I think it's really commendable that you kept the season price the same after this year of not having those funds.
Yeah, we were really lucky because we got some good sponsor donors and we got the grant from the Indiana Arts. So that helps.
So real quickly, tell us how they can get tickets and where you're performing and that information, website and phone numbers.
Okay, the website is lakeshoreconcerts.org. Contact information, Jim Rochelle is our membership person. His number is 219-789-3851. And you can find that on our website. And my number is 219-932-9795.
Well, that's from Lakeshore Community Concerts, Carolyn Borchardt, president of Lakeshore Community Concert. Thank you so much for coming Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.